And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning, and we hope you are having a fantastic day. However, very cold out there. We hope you're staying warm at the same time. Currently 16 degrees, and wind chills are down in the single digits. So if you are heading out today, be sure to dress in layers. Very, very cold out there today, and we're not going to warm up here for at least another week or so. But joining us on the phone this morning are from the Wilson Medical Center. We have our guest today. We have Sarah Baker and Janice Reese. And ladies, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. We're doing great.
Well, I just want to go ahead and...
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I just want to go ahead and introduce you guys. Janice is the Marketing and Foundation Director for the Wilson Medical Center and the three rural health clinics located in Cherryvale, Independence, and Neodesha. That serves Southeast Kansas. And Sarah Baker is a family nurse practitioner at Wilson Medical Neodesha Family Medicine Clinic. Sarah is a nationally certified nurse practitioner with the Academy of Nurse Practitioners and provides general care, men and women's health, child wellness, school and sports physicals, routine gynecological exams, and pap test. And they are here to talk to us today about genetic cancer screening. And guys, again, good morning. And again, we're going to talk about cancer screening today, correct?
Correct, yes. So you are right. It's been such a cold week. And so thanks for having us. My name is Sarah Baker. I'm a nurse practitioner at Neodesha Family Medicine. I grew up in Fredonia, Kansas, and lived in the Joplin area for about 15 years. And then about 4 years ago, my husband and our four kids moved back to this area. So we're definitely happy to be back here, and we're just a busy family trying to balance it all and enjoy the season we're in. And I've always been proud of where I come from, and I'm so happy to be serving the people of Southeast Kansas. I've been drawn to the medical profession for as long as I can remember. I think I took care of my first patient, officially maybe, at the age of 11. My brother had managed to shoot his finger with his own BB gun.
Oh,
I came quickly to his rescue, I think. Probably trying to take care of it before our mom saw what he had done. So that was my first patient. But I've always just loved taking care of people. And being someone my patients confide in and trust means so much to me. February is National Cancer Prevention Month. And the latest statistics from the American Cancer Society state that 1 in 3 people will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. And that can be a really scary thought. Whether we have dealt with it personally or know of a person who has gone through it, cancer isn't something that we often want to talk about. But today I would like to challenge the mindset of fear and exchange it for something hopefully empowering and maybe offer some practical advice along the way. So in terms of prevention, there are several things that we can do to prevent cancer. First of all, eating a healthy diet. So these are things we all know, but fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean protein such as fish and chicken. We want to limit our red meat, our high-fat dairy, and added sugars. Number 2, getting active and maintaining a healthy body weight. Number 3, being safe in the sun. So things like wearing sunscreen or hats. Especially, I know farmers, we're not always the best at covering their heads or skin, but that's important. Number 4, stay away from tobacco. Number 5, we have vaccines to prevent cervical cancer. And number 6, one of our main goals is always that our patients stay current with cancer screening guidelines. So these are the things that probably your medical provider have talked to you about. So things like colonoscopies. If you're a man, your prostate exam. If you're a woman, your mammogram. These are just great common sense, everyday things that we can all do to help lower our risk and prevent cancer. Along with these tips, assessing your risk for hereditary cancer is another tool in our toolkit. In this day and age, it seems we're all fascinated with where we come from, our ancestry, our roots, and by assessing your genetic makeup, you are completing one more piece of that puzzle. So genes are pieces of DNA, the genetic blueprint in each cell, and they infect inherited traits passed on from a parent to a child, so such as our hair color or our eye color. They can also affect whether a person is likely to develop certain diseases, such as cancer. No one genetic test can say if you will develop cancer for sure, but it can tell you if you have a higher risk than most people. We like to say that simply spitting in a tube may lead to saving your life. At Neodesha Family Medicine, we offer testing that identifies genes that may be associated with several types of hereditary cancers. So these cancers include pancreatic, prostate, colorectal, gastric, ovarian, breast, endometrial, and melanoma. If you have a personal history of cancer or a significant family history, you may want to consider hereditary cancer screening. There's many advantages of genetic testing. Some of these include a sense of relief from uncertainty. Sometimes just knowing removes the mystery and empowers us to move forward. Also, a test can reduce the risk of cancer by making certain lifestyle changes. We can have an in-depth knowledge about our cancer risk. There's that age-old saying that knowledge is power, and that certainly applies in this case. A test can give us information to help make informed medical and lifestyle decisions.
I do know this, unfortunately, cancer runs heavily in my family. Now, there's always that kind of myth out there that it jumps a generation, maybe, because my grandmother had it, my grandfather also had it as well, but neither of my parents have it. Is that true? Is that just a myth that it can jump a generation, or is that just a myth?
Yes, if they're hereditary cancers, so if they're passed on by genes, there's a 50% chance that a parent will pass it on to a child. There's a 50% chance that a sibling will have it and one sibling will not have it. So if one generation does not have it, if your parent does not have it, then you will not have it, if it's a genetic.
Okay. My grandmother, she had breast cancer, which she's passed away since then, but she lived like 40 years after diagnosis, after went into remission, and she had the mastectomy, I think, is what it's called, and she ended up living for 40 years after that, which the doctors, they said they could not believe it, but my mother doesn't have it, and neither does my dad have any kind of cancer. So other than, you know, just something that could happen to me, is there most likely a chance it won't be hereditary to me, or I could get it some other way, correct?
Correct, yes. Actually, only 10% of cancers are hereditary, so there's that vast majority are not. So this test really just gives us one more tool in that toolkit to really empower us to kind of take control over the scary thing that cancer is.
So again, you're talking about plenty of ways to test, and I'm interested in this one that you just ended up just talking about, basically spitting into a tube. That way you can test for like 35, you know, the 35 gene panel. That's amazing that we got to the point where you can just kind of spit into a tube and you may be able to find out if you may have that chance for hereditary cancer.
Correct. I know it seems so easy, but yep, just a little bit of saliva and then we take it and send it off to the genetic lab who runs all of our tests for us. And this is a developing technology. It's been around for a while, but they're always coming up with new gene variants that they are adding to their panel. So for many of our patients who they may have a negative genetic test at this time, the lab is continuing research. So as research develops and years go by, we're keeping track of those results, and they amend and update those test results as needed based on their research.
Very cool that they're doing that. My doctor has told me that I'm getting to that age, because I'm 43, that I'm probably going to need the prostate exam, and I'm not looking forward to that.
Getting your patients to do these tests can sometimes be difficult, but getting in a tube should not be one of them.
Exactly. Again, I'm not looking forward to it, but I am going to have it done, because obviously you just never know. And it's better, like you said, it's better to remove that uncertainty that you may have something, and also there could be something, maybe it could be something very early staging. You can get in front of it very quickly before it gets worse.
Right. Our main goal in all of our talks about cancer is early detection. And we all know that increases the chance of a successful outcome. In terms of cost, many people are curious how much this kind of test can cost. For a hereditary cancer test, 3 out of 4 of our patients pay $0. Most health insurance plans cover the cost when it's recommended by your healthcare provider. We always recommend you go ahead and check with your insurance, and in fact, that's a service that we can help you with at our clinic, too, if you were to happen to have questions. So I know that the cost can always be a factor as well.
All right. So, again, great stuff that you guys bring into the table today. And, of course, we've been talking to Sarah Baker, who is a family nurse practitioner at Wilson Medical Neodesha Family Medicine Clinic up there in Neodesha. We're also talking to us... Janice Reese, who is the Marketing and Foundation Director for the Wilson Medical Center and the 3 rural health clinics located in Cherryvale, Independence, and Neodesha. And Janice, what are you guys up to so far right up there at all four of your clinics?
Well, the clinics are definitely able to, anybody that sees any of those clinics, if they are interested in actually getting the genetic testing done, they can still, call and that can be referred to. So Sarah can see them, and then she can share that information with their providers. So if someone is interested in that, and of course, unfortunately, what we wanted to talk a little bit about something that is going on all the time. But, COVID has always been back there, is on the top of our list right now. And so we actually are being able to test and, take care of anybody who's needing to get tested in regards to that. And we're doing that in a safe manner with being able to actually do that curbside. And we wanted, we are really thankful for some Spark funds that were granted from Montgomery County as well as Wilson County, and be able to provide some now shelter that for our curbside, so that our providers and those that are taking care of our patients can, be on this kind of weather, be under some shelter there. So anyway, we're glad that we're able to get those funds, and we are been very busy actually taking care of COVID testing, and we're getting ready, actually starting our vaccines. And if somebody is interested in the vaccination, we encourage you to definitely go to our website, which is www.wilsonmedical.org, and click on the COVID-19 vaccination button there, and then they can register to get the vaccine. And so anyway, we encourage anybody who's wanting, and to check with your provider if you're not necessarily in this area, to find out more about the vaccine. But there is information on our website in regards to that. So that's kind of some of the things that are right now. We are always active in doing all kinds of care for, and Sarah, and you mentioned earlier about she's very interested in women's health and men, and being able to do those screenings, and that's important for people not to put that off. We're doing a lot of great things, and it's almost safer to go to your doctor than it is maybe to shop in a local store. So But I know that even the communities are doing a lot of great things to try to keep us all safe. And I encourage you to continue to wear your mask, wash your hands, and social distance so that you can be safe. So that's kind of some of the things that that's happening at Wilson Medical Center and our rural health clinics in Cherryville, Independence, and Neodesha.
And again, you said you guys are having those COVID tests going on. Is that one of those with the COVID test? Is that one of the ones that does that need to be signed up online to take that test for like a certain time, or is it just kind of just drive up and go as you go? Or how's that working so far?
For COVID testing, it is just a drive up, and we're here at Wilson Medical Center, and when they get there, they just call, and then they get them taken care of, registered, get the test done, and you're out. And it's the same day results. Usually it's pretty quick. You can know within a very short amount of time. Our hours for that is Monday through Friday is 7 to 11 a.m., and then from 2 to 6 p.m. And then on Saturdays it is 8 to noon. So those are the times and then at the clinics, you just need to probably call prior to and let them know that you are kind of feeling these symptoms and would want to be tested, and they will give you directions on how they can get that test done there at the clinic.
All right. Sounds good. You guys are doing a great job up there. And of course, Wilson Medical Center is the sponsor of our poll question of the day. And we definitely want to thank you guys for that, sponsoring that every day, allowing us to bring that to you every day. It's really a lot of fun. It's been very cool to have you guys as the new sponsor for our open line poll question.
Well, thank you, Kyle. We are excited about being the sponsor of this. And actually, you know, it's kind of fun to know what people like and don't like. And now let's see. You said that the poll question you were telling me earlier, our poll question today is if we like orange juice or milk.
Yes, for what's your favorite breakfast drink?
Do you have a preference of what you?
I think I would go with orange juice.
All right. We'll put you down for orange juice. Our first answers of the day here this morning. And for yourself, Janice, what do you prefer? Do you prefer milk or orange juice for your breakfast drink?
I'm an orange juice person myself, although I know milk gives us a great vitamin D and helps make our bones stronger. But I'm definitely an orange juice person because it gives us vitamin C. So
exactly. Well, there's sometimes
Now vitamin C is really important for fighting that COVID. At least that's what all our providers are telling us. And I've kind of listened to them. So anyway, I know Sarah would probably agree with me on that. But anyway, it's kind of nice to have choices that, you know, I think it's important that we have that. And so it's kind of fun to know our poll questions kind of let us kind of think about, well, what choice and what do I like?
Absolutely. I kind of cheat. I have a glass of milk and a glass of orange juice. So I just get around it that way sometimes. All right. Well, again, Sarah and Janice, of course, they're from Wilson Medical Center. Ladies, thank you so much for calling in today. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to talking to you once a month. So we'll talk to you again next month. And again, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yes, thanks for having us.
All right. Again, that was Sarah Baker and Janice Reese from Wilson Medical Center up there in Neodesha. Again, they do have clinics around the area in Cherryville, Independence, and again, Neodesha that serve southeast Kansas. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll see if we'll have Coffeyville's reawakening on today. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. And again, we were talking about the poll question. I'll go ahead and throw that out there for you guys if you want to call in during open line. Which breakfast drink do you prefer? Do you prefer milk or orange juice? Give us a call during open line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.